This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah participated in the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign in Indore. On this occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a slogan and the public made it an appeal. He said that Indore is becoming a green city along with a clean city. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla emphasized that Indians residing abroad are integral partners in India's development and modernization during his address to the Indian diaspora in Moscow, Russia. He commended the Indian diaspora for their significant contributions to nation-building in India, highlighting their role as ambassadors who shape India's image in Russia through their actions, contributions and achievements. Regarding the India-Russia relationship, Mr. Birla underscored its foundation of mutual trust and respect, noting that both countries have consistently supported each other in times of challenge. In Odisha, all the doors of the Ratna Bhandar, the treasury trove of the Lord Sri Jagannath Temple in the holy town of Puri, were opened this afternoon. A special team opened the Ratna Bhandar, which had last been opened in 1985, while the inventory of its jewels and other valuables was last conducted in 1978. The Ratna Bhandar was opened following the standard opening procedures issued by the state government. The entire proceedings of the opening of the Ratna Bhandar are being video recorded. World leaders have condemned the attack on former US President Donald Trump at an election rally in Western Pennsylvania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep concern on the attack on former US President. In a social media post, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the incident. He said violence has no place in politics and democracies. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting last night. Another spectator is in a serious condition. In a statement, the former president thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for their rapid response. He also informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. The Niti Aayog has announced the launch of the Niti Gear Shift Challenge as part of the eFast India initiative. This pioneering hackathon aims to foster innovative business models for the adoption of zero-emission trucks in India, addressing the nation's pressing economic and environmental challenges. Niti Aayog has also invited students, transport service practitioners, academics and researchers to develop innovative business models that address financial, technical and operational challenges in the adoption of electric trucks. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. It said extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Konkan, Goa, Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra till Tuesday. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today and tomorrow. Telangana, Marathwada and Vidarbha are likely to witness very heavy rainfall tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during 14th July to 17th July 2024. It has issued a red alert for rains for today in Satara, Sindhudurg, Ratnagiri and Thane of Maharashtra. In Wimbledon tennis, world number 2 Novak Djokovic will lock horns with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in men's singles final in London this evening. This is the Spaniard Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Serbian Novak Djokovic is a seven-time champion. Djokovic will look to equal Roger Federer's record of 8 Wimbledon men's singles titles. In the mixed doubles final, 7-seed Polish-Taiwanese pair of Jan Zielinski and Si Su Wei will be up against Mexican duo of Santiago Gonzalez and Juliana Olmos this evening. The final match of the European Football Championship EuroCup will be played between Spain and England tonight at 12:30 India time in Berlin. Spain is aiming for a record 4th title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in their second consecutive Euro final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.